The Reconciliation 2.0 Budget Committee review process is officially underway, following a high-stakes midnight deadline that has sent corporate tax departments into an immediate frenzy. Today, Saturday, May 16, 2026, the sprawling $140 billion legislative texts drafted by the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees landed on the desks of the Senate panel. As committee staffers hustle to assemble these heavy provisions into a cohesive omnibus bill, a quiet addition to the text has completely shifted the political conversation from border enforcement to international tax exposure. While the primary aim of the package is a $70 billion allocation for border security operations and infrastructure, the survival of its primary funding mechanisms is what has economists paying close attention. To satisfy the Senate's strict Byrd rule and maintain deficit neutrality, the initial draft successfully preserved two highly controversial offsets: a $30 billion rescission of unspent, unobligated pandemic-era state grants, and the implementation of a new visa integrity surcharge designed to act as a regulatory user fee on inbound documentation. However, the real flashpoint emerged late last night during the final text compilation. Corporate lobbyists discovered an unpublicized revenue raiser targeted directly at Section 911, the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion, FEIE. The draft proposes a severe narrowing of the qualification criteria for U.S. citizens working abroad, a move that would upend long-standing expat tax planning mid-tax year. Multinational corporations have quickly mobilized, warning that reducing the Section 911 exclusion will drastically inflate individual and payroll tax burdens for expatriate professionals, handicapping American firms in the global race for elite talent. From a legislative standpoint, navigating the Byrd rule gauntlet means these revenue offsets are non-negotiable if the bill is to pass with a simple majority. Yet, by dragging Section 911 into a high-octane battle over immigration funding, leadership has guaranteed an aggressive, multi-front lobbying war. If the expat tax rollback threatens to fracture the slim consensus required on the Senate floor, the Reconciliation 2.0 Budget Committee leadership may be forced to abandon the provision by June 1 and scramble for an alternative piggy bank.